Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
He's the most awarded member of the International Bluegrass Music Association. This morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we visit with Rob Ikes. I want to start with a question you've been asked a billion times. Why the dobro?
Because it's the coolest.
It is. How did you get started playing that?
So I grew up, my family was real musical. My grandpa came from a long line of fiddle players, and every time we went to their house, there was music, you know. My grandma played the piano and the accordion. And then my older brother started playing banjo, probably when I was like 9 or 10. And just, you know, seeing a Jimmy Martin record and Flat Scruggs, Foggy Mountain Banjo, and started listening to it. And I was like, this is cool. But I was listening, I just remember starting to listen to records real closely. I was probably like 11 or 12. And then on the way back from my first bluegrass festival, I heard a tape of Mike Aldridge's first album, which is a masterpiece, you know, for the dobro, a very important album. And it just hit me right between the eyes, you know, and I got home and I started playing. So I've been playing ever since.
So it kind of steered you toward bluegrass. But the fact of the matter is you've played with so many people from so many different genres. How does it differ musically for you to hop from one genre to another?
It's a great question. When I first got into it, I was just like into Mike Aldridge. and then I got into the Selim scene, which he was a big part of. And then I got into Tony Rice and J.D. Crow. And just been like expanding ever since then, like as far as really studying stuff, you know. So, but really, and I still like the Selim scene and that they're a very important bluegrass band because they really blew it up, you know. They were the first band to do really good versions of like non-bluegrass songs, you know, but with bluegrass instruments. They would do some James Taylor or a Merle Haggard song, and that vocal trio was so amazing, you know, with John Duffy and John Starling and Mike Aldridge. And they just, there was something about the way they played together. And when you play, well, any instrument, but especially the dobro, I'm always listening and I'm always saying, what does it need? What does it need? You know, if I'm in a band or a studio or different style of music, okay, this drummer, I don't need to play rhythm, you know, I'm going to play chords. And so you listen and you respond, you know, and, but you also sort of got, you definitely got to do your homework. I mean, I've done some jazz type albums and I got into a real Miles Davis thing for a long time, and then I got into, you know, electric guitar players like Pat Metheny and Robin Ford, and I love the way like Robin Ford would mix jazz and blues together, you know. It's like, wow, what, why is that note? I never heard that note before. Why does that work? And so you start studying and learning, you know, about other styles and but again, the dobro. And that's part of my motivation when I would do some of these solo albums. Like, I want to stick the dobro in the middle of a jazz band and see what happens, you know. And I did another album where it was just dobro and piano, and you wouldn't think of those instruments together. But I think just creatively, again, from Mike Aldridge's influence, he always did these cool solo albums, and he would put the dobro to do these different styles of music. And so whenever I do a solo album, I always kind of want to push the boundaries and not do anything that's been done before. So that's always been important to me.
This is the voice of Rob Ikes. He joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. All of our shows are at WHTC.com and now HearingVoicesRadio.com. You can interact with me through the website, and if you're polite, I promise to respond. You mentioned some of the people that helped shape you musically. The fact of the matter is, 15 IBMA awards. You're the most awarded member. Most people look at you as the one that they look to when they're picking it up. What's that like?
Well, I don't know. When you're a musician, you're just so critical. You're just always beating yourself up, honestly, you know. And so when I hear that from some of my peers or, you know, it's like, wow. I think I always just got my head down working, you know. So when I put my head up and I hear something like that, it means a lot, you know, because I don't know, to get good at music, there's a part of it that is just critical, you know, you're just always critiquing which every note you play. And, so you have to balance that, you know, with reality and how things really sound and step away from it, you know, But when I hear that I'm a good influence on somebody, that really floats my boat because, yeah, like somebody a while back, you know, great young dobro player told me that I was telling him my experience with Mike Aldridge. And he said, that's what you are for me. You got me going. And that's the ultimate compliment, you know.
You can learn more at robikes.com. Talk a little bit about what you got in the hopper, what we can look forward to. And then I got a final question for you.
Yeah, well, Trey and I have a great year ahead of us, and we're still, we're kind of thinking about the next record. I feel like we're still touring the last one, which came out about a year ago, February 2023. And that one was fun because we decided to write all or most all the songs on there, which we did. And songwriting is very new for me. But again, as a dobro player, I'm always listening, not just instrumentally, but I love listening to the lyrics. And I try to play what the lyrics are telling, you know, the story. I try to paint it the right color, you know. So I pay attention to the lyrics. And I love great writers, you know, like Merle Haggard, of course. But yeah, Trey and I got with a lot of great Nashville writers. And we wrote with our producer, Brent Mayer. And that was a great experience. So I think the next one's going to have a lot of originals on it also. We're kind of just trying to figure out what direction we want to go. We like a lot of different styles, and we do a lot of different styles. So part of us kind of wants to do more of a bluegrass project next, but I really don't know what it's going to be.
Does it surprise you when you listen to the two of you that there's only two of you on stage making that much music?
It does. You know, that's always, of course, I was in Blue Highway, great bluegrass band for a long time, and that was just the best. But I've always had these side projects, or like I said, these jazz albums, or pushing them. I like going where nobody's gone before. So when Trey and I met, you know, I'd done some smaller group things before and they were great, but boy, it just really, everything just like exploded, you know, musically in a good way. And I thought, man, you know, we have a lot of, we love the blues and we love bluegrass and country and jazz and there's just kind of no end to what we can do. So, and I love, again, because, yeah, when there's just two of us, well, sometimes I'm the drummer, sometimes I'm the bass player, sometimes he's the drummer, and that role changes, and it's very, it's a living, breathing animal on stage, you know, that we create, and so it's challenging, but it's very rewarding, as I say that.
He's an artist, first and foremost, and when you do that really, really well, you're in a whole lot of awards. Rob Ikes, thanks so much for your time today on Hearing Voices.
Thanks, Scott. I enjoyed that.